Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Better, that's for sure. And you could make the case that nobody has come back equal to the pre-injury stats. I think KD could buck that trend because he is so skilled. I think he could come back with diminished skills, but he's still so skilled that he still plays at an all-star level.
Let me build on your case. The guy didn't play for a month and was injured, and he scored 11 points in the only quarter he played.
He was the best player on the floor.
Oh, my God. You saw the way Toronto was guarding that guy? They were stepping off him like they were expecting an amazing explosion. And he hadn't played in a month. So, and it's funny because I was watching him move as the game started. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't fluid. And I thought that he was, in a way they were running him off screens and keeping him off the ball to keep him as a distraction. But the guy had 11 points. He was 3 for 3 beyond the arc.
He just laced those, too.
And he didn't play for so long. So that's building on your case.
My favorite 11 minutes of the season. That was awesome.
At that point, you thought you had a championship.
Yep. I did. Thanks, sir.
But did you think Kerr would overuse him? Remember, Kerr said short bursts, and then all of a sudden he abuses him minutes-wise.
Abuses him?
Well, look at what he did. He left what? There were 16 minutes in the game, and he played 14 of them or 13 of them?
Well, remember how he played a few minutes and then came out, right? Remember when he went to Kerr and said, Steve, put me back in right now. I'm good. Well, I don't know if that happened, but he did put him back in, and that's what I'm going to envision having happen. Look, once you get there, all you can do, once you're in the heat of the moment, all you can do is rely on what the player is telling you. At that point, the training staff is kind of out of it because they've already cleared him to play, and now he's actually playing, and he's playing really well, and he says he wants to play more. That'd be tough to turn down.
That's why you're paid $5 million a year. To make the right
call. To save people from themselves?
To make the right
call. Even if it's going
to
hurt your
sometimes
team?
Sometimes to say, you know what? By using him, he cost him a year of his career. If Steve Kerr says short bursts, and he stayed with short bursts, who knows what would have happened? Would we be sitting here preparing for Game 7 with Kevin Durant on the floor?
I think he gets hurt anyway.
Okay.
It was going to happen that
and
day.
And that's a thankless argument to get to.
Totally.
Two good ones, 5-1-0. Dominique came back better than he was before. I don't think that's true. But he came back. Dominique Wilkins did. The other one is Rudy Gay. And I was in the building when Rudy Gay injured his Achilles, and then I saw him. He was out for a full year, came back with San Antonio, and he was good. He wasn't damn good, but he was good. But Rudy Gay, listen, Durant's on another platter, right? Rudy Gay's a darn good NBA player, but he ain't Kevin Durant.
Pre-injury, 17.2 points a game, which is not even, I think Rudy Gay's always been fairly overrated. He did come back, since he's come back, his best post-injury season. Nowhere near the offensive player. He dropped 5 points from his average per game, but he did slightly increase his rebounding and assist totals. That may be the product of him not having the offensive arsenal that he was used to. The last one on this list is DeMarcus Cousins, and the jury's still kind of on that. The exception to the rule regarding Achilles ruptures has always been Atlanta Hawks legend Dominique Wilson, who tore the tendon at the age of 32. Human highlight reel returned less than 10 months later on opening night of the 92-93 season and scored 30 against Pat Ewing's New York Knicks. He averaged 29.9 points per game, his best production since his age 28 season, on career-high shooting efficiency in an all-NBA campaign. So, yes, Dominique, he came back better. And how is Dominique different than all the other names that I read to you?
I think he's the most explosive of the players.
Sure. And he's the only guy you could even think of without getting people to laugh at you to say he's kind of in KD's class.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree. KD's a much better shooter. But Dominique was just an explosive as heck player.
In terms of all NBA talent.
And
legit.
I will tell you this. In my mind, he should have won the slam dunk contest against Michael Jordan that year that Jordan won it, at Chicago Stadium.
But it was at Chicago Stadium.
Chicago Stadium.
So we won.
I believe it was 88. Dominique won. Dominique was the better dunker on that day. We should all agree.
Jim, we won. That was a hell of a contest.
That was fabulous.
I don't care who got the trophy. That was awesome.
That was our second greatest compared to the first ever slam dunk contest, which was in the ABA, which involved Julius Erving, Michael Thompson, Artis Gilmore, Larry Keenan. I'm missing the last
Larry
guy.
Keenan. Yeah. Nice.
I can't believe
it. Is that Spurs?
Does anyone know? You could be right, Mr. K.
Yeah.
If anyone knows who the fifth competitor was, it McGinnis? No, no. It was the Iceman. Wasn't the Iceman Gervin? Wasn't Gervin the fifth dunker in the ABA?
Know.
The original slam dunk contest, which was invented by whose father?
James Naismith?
Good one. Naismith invented the game, but the father was on dunking well before the game. Hannah Storm's father, actually, that's partially true. You know who really invented it?
Rick Welts?
Yes. Rick Welts is the guy who invented it.
He's the guy who invented, like, All-Star Saturday, basically.
Yeah, but it was...
That for a legacy, by the way.
That's not bad.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
There you go. Can I Robin in San Francisco this thing? Because Robin always brings it.
Yeah, it was 1988 was the first year. I'm going to get that full list of...
88 was the Chicago year. And then the very first one, if you put the ABA initial slam dunk contest, or the first ever ABA slam dunk contest.
Okay.
I think Hannah Storm's dad is the one who invented that. His last name is Stern, by the way. Robin in San Francisco on the Warriors' future. What is the Warriors' future? What do you want to see them do, Robin?
Well, you know, everybody wants instant gratification. And so I'd like to just see them. You know, how I see it is this. They're going to have to restructure anyway. I think on that bench, only Evans and McKinney, now I could be wrong, are under contract. So we've got Jarepko has to go. Evans is, I don't know, a bust. I know they wanted him on the floor. I don't know if he's to replace Iggy. Sean Livingston retires. We need a point guard. So for me, there were so many things to look at in terms of, reinventing the Warriors even before these two injuries. Now, they definitely need wings. And then the bigger problem, I think, is with Cousins. If he wants to come back for what they can offer him, do they bring him back or do they spend that money on a mid-level wing player? I think right now the Warriors need to, I'm cool with going back 2 years of not being the champs to go back to developing and bringing things back up to par. With Kevin Durant, what makes sense to you and I as grown-ups is to opt in rehab. My thing is, and I want to ask you guys this, if they didn't bring back KD and Klay for that money, is that money available? It's not available to get a superstar. I know that. So my thing is, and I know I'm not, answering the question, these are all the things that the Warriors had to look at before the injuries. Now there's a bigger pot to look at. Kevin Durant, in my opinion, should stay with the Warriors because I never bought into the Nick narrative. I don't buy into things that is just ground into my head every day as if I'm being brainwashed to believe it. But I don't see him going somewhere. It's going to take him 2 years to get back into rhythm. First year rehab, second year to even get his rhythm back. And why would he go to a team to have that pressure on him to be the man, to lead them to the promised land, when he's really just getting back to who he is? These are all life things, I think, that we're missing. And I just wanted to lay that all on the table for you guys to decipher.
Like,
and have a great day.
Great job, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
Should be the Urban Cozumel and Robin show, because I think she lays out some good things. I'll answer the final part to that. Why would you want to go somewhere when you're coming back from an injury and asked to be the guy who brings you to the promised land? It's because these guys are the ultimate competitors. The average Joe and Jane out there doesn't get it. We all sit there and go, take your $31 million in rehab. These guys are the greatest because they compete at a level that we just don't understand. Right?
Yeah, and just, I know we're up against it, but imagine if he opts in, just to rehab. And so,
hey, I'm Andy Reid. Sometimes I misplay the clock. That's just the way it is.
You know, it's clear that he is taking money strictly to rehab, and that next year I might sign somewhere else. How would that feel? I mean, it's the sound business decision, right? If you're just KD and worried only about KD and his camp, the smartest thing to do is probably, well, boy, because of the uncertainty of the injury, I guess signing a long-term deal would have some appeal too. What would you do in that situation? Would you want to get paid to rehab, or would you want some security long-term?
I get $30 million to rehab,
mm-hmm.
or I get $150 million, the first payment of which is to rehab,
mm-hmm.
and if I suck, I get another $120 million, because it's the first year's $30
million. Right.
I'm going to take the $150 over four, whatever they're,
okay.
the payments, because that's more of a guarantee. Now, if you take the first one, I'm going to rehab for a year. Who's to say in 1 year you're healthy? Maybe, just maybe, there's the outside chance that what happens to John Wall happens to you. You remember what happened to John Wall mm-hmm. with the Washington Wizards?
What?
He injured his heel, was going to have surgery. Had surgery while he was home. He slipped on something going down a step and tore his Achilles. He's out 18 months now. Not the projected 7 to 9 months he was going to be in. Now he's out even longer.
Wow.
Who's to say? Yeah, and he just signed for 140.
Wow. That's
so
rough.
You take your 140 or 150, whatever it is that Kevin's going to take. See, my deal is you don't know what tomorrow is. You step off the curb and there's a rock there and your heel hits it. You don't know. Urban, Cozumel, your calls all coming up. Plus, we have more spectacular guests on the program. Michael, we don't stop here. We just have good for, it's all good for ball.
The 1976 ABA dunk contest, I've got a nugget about that contest that even the Nuggets aren't aware of.
Did you know it was played in Denver and they're the Nuggets and you've got a nugget? It's all coming back around with Urban and Cozumel on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Urban and Cozumel.
We got the golf and we got the Giants up on the screens today.
I'm having the best time.
You having a good time?
It's like being at home. Without the cat.
You got a cat?
Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Willie.
Wheelie or Willie?
William.
William.
William is his full name, his uh-huh. formal name. We call him Willie, though.
Okay.
Big Willie style. That's where it comes from.
We've got a cat also.
Mm-hmm.
Our second cat. First one was Sketch. This one is Licorice, but we call it Licorice because on our Christmas card, my wife misspelled licorice. And so we call her Licorice.
See, I got two cats at the same time when I moved out, you know, living on my own. And my daughter said, you need to get a cat. And because I have two daughters, of course, you need to get two cats. So we got sure. two cats, and the one that was always trying to get out, here's the story I envisioned. They concocted a plan, because when I walked in the door, I always kept a bag down at the floor in case one of the cats was hanging out at the door, right? And I open the door, and I see that Willie was the one that was always trying to get out. And I see that Willie's not there, and I'm like, cool, I'm good. So I, you know, kind of slink in. And as I do that, Phil, the other cat, jumps from behind the door and scoots out the front, never to be seen again. It was heartbreaking. Not fun.
So you have indoor cats?
Indoor cats, yes. I live in an apartment complex where there's just, you can't just let a cat roam around in a, whatever, 130-unit complex, right?
Okay.
Anyway, that's my sad cat story. Thanks for wow. bringing the rest of the Bay yeah. Area down.
I might need a comfort pet.
Dead cats here on 95.7 The Game.
Your thoughts. You might have to handle the next block because I'm a little down.
Okay. I'm going to go then to Lester in Fremont, who wants to talk about the Warriors' future. What do you see in the Warriors' future, Lester, in Fremont?
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
No problem.
Yep. As we all know, it's going to be a quite interesting transition this next coming up year and probably for the next 3 to 4 years. You know, if they do sign Klay Thompson and Durant, the luxury tax is going to be incredibly high. So that's going to be quite interesting. I mean, me personally, I would of course, look to find Clay. I think he will stay, but I don't think KD's going to stay here. I think he's probably going to go to New York.
Why do you think that?
Brooklyn. I don't know. It's just that there's been a lot of smoke even before he got hurt, and he has roots there. You know, he went to the dock right after Toronto. He went to New York. He didn't come back over here or anywhere else in the West Coast, maybe because it was just closer. But it's just kind of interesting. And there's been too much smoke with the New York thing. The other thing is, too, is like it's going to be interesting. As this transition goes, I think it'd be good for the Warriors to spend some money to, you know, get a couple, three or four guys that will be spot starters and bench guys and to help out Klay Thompson and Draymond next year, because it's going to be a struggling year. We'll be lucky to get 6 to 8 seed next year, I think, in the playoffs. But it's going to be interesting to see the new crowd over there at the Chase Arena. How are they going to react to a struggling team? There's a lot; those tickets are going to be very high. But I'm glad that the, you know, I'm glad whatever happens, and there's a little bit of a drought in between championships. I'm glad the you know, the Warriors were raised here in the East Bay. They won those championships here in Oakland. And, you know, hopefully things work out, but it's going to be quite an interesting 2 to 3 years to see how that crowd reacts to a non-competitive team.
Oof. Lester.
Thanks for the call, Lester. Yes. You know, they desperately need next year is they need Evans to get better in a hurry, their draft pick from last year. They need Damian Jones to be – look, I thought it looked like he was on his way to making the steps you would expect from a guy in his position at his age and experience level.
Right.
I think that's going to continue. But they're going to need guys that are on the roster now to stay on the roster on the cheap and get better. There's no two ways about it. With Clay and KD, no matter what their contract status is, look, you got Steph and Draymond. Those are the bright lights. You're going to have some smaller bulbs burning awfully bright next year. I agree with the caller seemed to be saying, hit the reset button. It's okay to take a year off of being dominant. I think we're already there. We already know they're not going to be dominant next year. That's a fact.
I'm not there.
You're not ready to say they won't be dominant?
I like my Kawhi Leonard scenario, but you go right ahead.
Okay, okay. But I guess this is without them getting Kawhi. If their roster stays the same.
Well, then.
It's a good opportunity for young guys to get even more minutes next year and be more seasoned for when Clay and Kevin come back, and then away we go, Dynasty 2.0.
Where can we come up with another example where a team built the dynasty and won 3 championships and how they play? Oh, the Giants. That's right. They're on TV right now. And is there a chance the Warrior fans begin to experience what Giants fans are experiencing, which was you had your spectacular window of brilliance with your superstars whom you loved, and now you're watching them kind of fade as Buster Posey is out again with an injury and fading down the stretch and still has a number of years left. And Madison Bumgarner is limping down the stretch, and he's going to get traded at some point. And Brandon Crawford has added a couple of pounds. And Brandon Belt still has that hole in his swing. Mm-hmm. And Joe Panik, he got hot at the right time to help win championships, but now he kind of is just an average.
The Giants have always only had 2 superstars at most, right? Pablo was just at the level beneath. But really, Madison Bumgarner's a superstar. Why? Because of October. Has he ever been a superstar performer in the regular season? Not really. Only Posey has been that.
Once.
And that's where I see the difference.
But are we starting to see the track the same way? Warriors had their 3. Now we're starting to see some guys, they get hurt. You start to fade. That's natural. That happens in the game. Mm-hmm. And they get... Is Curry about to be the Buster Posey of the Golden State Warriors?
I hope not, but I'll tell you.
Where he rides into the sunset as a really nice player. He's been spectacular, 2-time MVP. Yep. But he rides into the sunset as a really good player, but kind of, you see what's happening at 3rd and King, right?
Yeah.
You and I can, but
remember,
I can call you in the morning, and we can go to the game and walk outside and buy a ticket off a guy on the street.
But Iguodala and Livingston, who got their 3-year deals extended. They got extended for 3 years, in large part, because KD took less to come back for that 1-1. The Giants' version of that was giving Marco Scudero all that money. And who else was it that got a bunch of money just to come back? Hunter Pence got overpaid to come back. Tim Lincecum got overpaid to come back.
He actually could have taken more. Remember, he turned down 100.
Right. But that's the difference. They were rewarding guys for what they had done, And what they had done was better than anything they had ever done before. So they're rewarding them for peak performance of the past that's unlikely to ever be met. The Warriors kind of gambled in giving similar deals to Andre and Sean, but Andre and Sean delivered for at least 2 years. And now Sean's probably going to retire and Andre's going to stay. But Andre was a star before he signed. He was a star when he signed, and he's still a star. As opposed to a guy like Marco Scudero and some of the other guys that they extended. I don't think it's quite
Andre's
apples to apples.
Andre's not the player he was. He's not the player he was.
No, but he's...
He did.
For a 16-game playoff run, if he's healthy, I want him on my squad.
But I think they paid Brandon Belt, the Giants did, paid Brandon Belt for what he could eventually do. They paid Brandon Crawford for what they thought he could eventually do or could continue to do at certain levels. I think they paid Posey for what they thought he would continue to do. They got a deal by baseball standards in Madison Bumgarner. I think their mistakes came when they kept feeding the beast, the Cueto Samardzija, which I think they felt they had to keep up with somebody.
Yeah. Well, when they signed Beltran, clearly they were still feeling the same way.
Yeah. But but let me turn that equation around. I also give high praise to the Giants for competing.
They won three championships in five years.
But remember, they won in 10, and what happened in 11? Buster Posey gets
hurt. No playoffs. Yep.
And what did they do in that season? They traded for Beltran.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I've always thought that, Brian Sabin's the best general manager in the history of the city because of that. Because he knew they won a championship. We're going to keep playing at that level. We knew he was going to be a rental.
Right.
He cost us our best pitcher at the time, Zach Wheeler. Right?
Best prospect.
Best prospect pitcher. Prospect pitcher. So I admire that they've always gone for it. I don't like that they've changed the rules of catching because Posey got hurt on a play.
Yeah,
at the plate because he was out of position. That's my editorial comment. Do you think he was out of position?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I think that's...
Sabian would punch us both in the solar plexus.
Would he?
I think he... he was quite emotional about his...
Yeah, but I think that was more because it was Buster, not just... I mean, if it was any old catcher... Is he as emotional?
If it was Stephen Vogt, you don't think he's at near tears?
He does a funny ref impression. He's good in the club.
A kid that is a baseball player.
Thank you, Brian.
By the way, my favorite, there have been a lot of great executives around here. He's my favorite executive in Bay Area sports.
You know what? I think the number of times that I asked for his time, I can't think of one time when he said no. And he used to hardly ever see him interviewed or anything like that. Remember the dust up, I put air quotes in it, between me and them during the playoffs in Philadelphia?
I do.
Once we squared that all away and Brian realized that it wasn't me and apologized to me, and he said, hey, before you go, how come you never call to interview me? I'm like, I just assume that, I mean, you give off kind of an imposing vibe. I thought you weren't into it. He goes, I will come on anytime you ask me. Try me. I promise. Next time you ask, I will go. The time after that, I will go. And true to his word, every time I've asked, he's gone.
He was among of the many favorites of people's I had to talk to, or got to talk to, not had to, got to. He was right up there at or near the top of the list every time, because we used to do that on Sports Talk Live every Tuesday from Willie Mays Plaza. And he would come out, and we would go.
And he'd answer your questions.
He would.
Didn't dodge anything.
He was and if he didn't like it, he'd tell you. So you had to come ready.
Oh, yeah.
So I cheated. I went to Andrew Baggerly and I said, hey, Bags, what do you think I ask?
Right, right.
And Bags would give me three or four, and then Bags would listen, and he'd be able to write something off it. So.
Sabian was almost like a regular on Inside the Bigs. I mean, when you got Secretariat in your stable, you let him run, right?
Give me a breaking news sounder. Give me a breaking news sounder.
We got breaking news.
Breaking
boom,
NBA
boom,
news.
Boom, boom.
This is real breaking NBA news.
Oh, wow.
I'm checking sources.
Unbelievable. I'm not going to be there.
We
I ain't going to be there.
We have a deal, an NBA trade involving Anthony Davis. The Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, have agreed to a deal.
Wait. Magic, what do you think?
I'm not going to be here.
Well. Magic.
He made this deal on his way out, by the way. Finish the deal. Sorry, Coz.
Pelicans have agreed to a deal. They will trade Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Pew, pew, pew.
In exchange,
pew,
the Pelicans will receive Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks that include the number 4 overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft.
Woo! So, AD, LeBron, and Kyle Kuzma, come on down.
That's a pretty formidable group.
Not a bad trio.
That's not a bad group.
Not 6, not 7.
I like Kuzma. You?
Let me ask you. I like Kuzma a lot. Yep. I like him as a scorer. How will he fit in with two ball-dominant guys? Right?
Yeah.
And is this...
Well, AD's not as ball-dominant. Right? I mean, he needs to get his touches.
Yeah.
But once he gets it, it's not like he's James Harden going to hang on to it for 20 dribbles.
Is this the greatest teammate LeBron has ever had?
Because
Dwayne Wade's up there.
Kyrie.
Chris Bosh is up there. Kyrie is up there.
Shaq. It depends on, are we saying
the James Jones,
let's look at their whole career, or let's look at who they were when LeBron played with them? It's got to be who they were when LeBron played with them, right?
Yes.
So,
yes,
yeah, I would say AD.
All righty. So, this is as of this morning, our producer, Joe Sherry. Joe Sherry, I'm in love. Isn't that what...
Telling you, he's a Rookie of the Year candidate here at 95.7 again.
This is a top flight crew. In fact, between the two Joes, Sherry and Spadoni, I would just say they're probably thinking, why are we running with the twos over here?
Sherry and Spadoni sounds like a drink, doesn't it? Like the ingredients, at least, in a drink. What would the drink be called if it had Sherry and Spadoni?
I like Spumoni.
That's kind of where it came from.
I love Spumoni. I used to get that after I ate I used to eat a slab of ribs.
Ooh, that's good for ball.
Glass Dome Hickory Pit in Chicago near Sox Park.
How do you feel about boneless ribs? Weirds me out.
Weirds me out, too.
Can't do it.
If I go to the chair tomorrow, spare ribs from Twin Anchors in Chicago.
Chicago.
Is going to be my final meal.
Okay.
With the French fries. And they give you.
If you're getting an electric chair.
Yeah.
Your final meal.
Yeah, my final meal is going to be Twin Anchors, and I'm getting the spicy sauce because it's not really spicy. It's a little more sweet as opposed to the regular sauce. And I might even go with the gangster sauce on top of that for the extra dollar. I'm worth the extra dollar if I'm going to the chair.
And if it's something that you may have to pay the price in the morning, no big deal. You're not going to be there in the morning.
Exactly. But you don't. These are delicious. I'm telling you. If you're going to Chicago, you guys slide into my DMs. I'm going to tell you a couple places you got to go.
Do you think if you're set for the electric chair and they ask what you want, do you think they'd let you go like... I'd want to go to Olive Garden one last time.
Would you?
You think they'd take me?
Is it the breadsticks and the salad that get you?
It's everything. And you know what? I've only been once, and I called it my favorite restaurant for 10 years before I even went. My plan was for that to be my favorite restaurant, but I would never go because I was worried that it wouldn't live up to my expectations and be a huge letdown. So I was just going to make it my favorite forever, but I ended up actually going to one almost out of necessity, and it was every bit as good as I thought. And so it's my go-to now. It's my electric chair meal.
This is as of this morning. Good meal. Joe Sherry put together the Vegas odds on next season's NBA championship.
Let's give it to him again. The Pelicans have agreed to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball.
I'm undefeated.
Thank you. Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first rounders, including the number 4. So the Pelicans are going to have Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and the number 4 pick in the draft next year for giving up Anthony Davis telling you no when he's a free agent. Hmm. Pretty good deal. Hmm. Don't you think? Pelicans win that deal.
You think?
Well, they were going to get nothing.
Who's the first Anthony Davis as an athlete that you remember?
I couldn't.
Mine broke
pin
my heart. Because
so.
That's a pretty common name. Mine broke my heart. Notre Dame kicking the crap out of USC at the half. And then started the second half. Anthony, running back by the name of Anthony Davis, runs back the opening kick to start the third quarter.
I remember that guy. I don't remember
any
other.
And then he goes off
Anthony
in the
Davis.
Second half, and the Trojans destroy my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That's the first Anthony Davis I remember.
Did you go to Notre Dame?
No. Yes, I did. Last summer when I took my kids on a cross-country trip.
All right.
I stopped on campus and went to the bookstore.
Where'd you go to college?
Michigan State University.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So these are the odds. Now, you gave the stats, the trade. Pelicans and Lakers with a trade. That's going to get the phone lines jumping.
Sure.
Are the Lakers the team everyone's is chasing right now?
Are they the new Warriors?
Or is Denver? Denver's my pick. Here are the odds as of this morning. Believe it or not, as of this morning, the Lakers were 9-2 odds leaders to win the West. No, to be the champions.
What?
Exactly.
They're ranked first?
Yes.
Before this team?
Before the trade. So, Joe, you got to look up the new odds.
Wow, there's a new strain out there, and I want me some.
Okay, so exactly. So the Lakers are number one. Who do you think's number two?
Boy, based on that, the Knicks?
I know, right? Fair enough. The Thrillwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that's fair.
But they're going to be undergoing some changes. I think Middleton's a free agent. If he's not, wait, let me look. I've got the free agency.
Sixers got to be up there. Do they have a big free agent?
Chris Middleton has an opt-out.
Okay.
So
why would you opt out?
Because I think he was an all-star last year, and he's going to go make himself some...
some serious ched?
Some cake. Some ched.
Glue.
Is that what they call it? Glue?
Glue is my favorite, yeah.
I haven't heard glue.
No, that's... Jimmy Butler's going to be a free
paper.
Yeah, good
Let's
glue.
Let's get this bread.
Yeah, Skrilla.
Skrilla is what I've heard. And then everyone said take the off. It's just Skrill. Yeah, I thought it was Skrilla.
Skrilla. Guap.
Never heard of that.
Also
that sounds,
a fan
that
of guap.
Sounds like it's some type of a slur. Bucks are number two. Clippers, even with them at 6-1.
Wow.
How can you choose that? It was under the assumption that they were going to get Kawhi?
Milwaukee's the only one that makes sense there.
Next.
Them being up that high.
The Houston Rockets at 8-1.
Oh, God, I'm so tired of them.
I am tired of them, too.
Are they going to change? I've heard whispers that they are going to change their offense to make it less of a 25 dribbles and a step back 30-footer. That'd be nice.
Every trade's available except for James Harden out there. So if you want Chris Paul, 34 years of age, with four more years left at about $35 to $40 million a year,
right.
He's yours. Go get him.
Take him.
Yeah, go get him, big boy. Rockets are 8-1. Raptors are 10-1. Celtics are 12-1. The Sixers are as well. The Warriors are 14-1 as of this morning. The Vegas odds starting for next season's NBA champion. 14-1 for the Warriors.
Somebody had to have posted updated odds by now, right?
So
you want me to look for this?
We got a producer doing this.
Oh, that's right. We have
that's right. We got the
producer.
Guy.
Produce.
Produce. Spadone. And Sherry. Let's get some phone calls in here. So the Pelicans have dealt Anthony Davis to the Lakers. They get three number ones, including the number four overall. They also get Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart. Castro Valley is where Vince is. Ready to go?
Let's go, Vince.
Vinny, bring it on Durant.
Oh, appreciate it. You know what? Here's the thing about Durant. You know, first of all, nobody pushed him out there. There was outside doctors. Consultant. Everybody gave the A-okay. Nobody pushed him out there knowing there was a chance he was going to get hurt more. It's just not possible. Number two, he's not giving any occasion at all he was going to go to the Knicks whatsoever all year. And I just read that Draymond flew out to New York to spend time with KD. He's there right now. He's not stupid. He's not going to go to a terrible franchise hurt and know what all the repercussions are if he doesn't come back 100%. He stays with the Warriors, even at 75% of what he is now, which was the best player in the league before he got hurt. He's better off staying a Warrior. He's not going anywhere. And everybody that said he was the East Coast news media and people that have always hated the Warriors. And that's just a fact.
I like it. Vince, thank you very much.
Thank you, Vince.
Sounded like a knockoff Bonte right there.
Did it?
It sounded a little bit like a knockoff Bonte.
Oh, man.
Who actually texted me yesterday something hilarious.
Now, I didn't get a chance to get in front of a TV until, I mean, literally moments before tip-off for Game 6. Did he get to do the thing with Mr. Fab before
yes.
the game again?
Yes, it was brilliant, as
did,
always.
Did they have, like, star power like they had the previous time?
They brought
like
in
Snoop
Kalena.
And...
They brought in Kalena. It was a three-man game. Glenn Azubuki, along with Fab and along with Bonte. great.
Was E-40 there? No Snoop?
E,
no
I E-40? I didn't see E and I didn't see Snoop.
Okay.
I didn't see Drake. They should have had Drake.
I can't believe the league told Drake not to go to Oakland.
League told Drake, don't go to Oakland. Don't go to the games in Oakland. Now, I don't know if he was in Oakland, if he was in a suite, if he was away from the action. I think it's garbage. I think that's garbage. They let Spike Lee prance around the sideline, jumping on the floor in his oversized shirt, and he's pointing guys down. Okay? Now, Drake, all of a sudden?
That's one of the more vivid memories of my like early NBA fandom is when it was Reggie doing the choke sign back to Spike Lee. It was brilliant. Yeah, every league needs super fans. I have no problem with super fans.
I love super fans. Drake, you want to, again, you want to go give a back rub? Give a back rub. Give him a pedicure. You know?
Have we gotten the updated odds yet on NBA title?
Yeah, what are you,
Bovada.
Angry to make a bet?
Oh,
we're here till 5.
I want to feed the audience as quickly as I can.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get the odds. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sure Bovada or somebody has rocked some
new
odds.
Why are you giving them free ads?
Is it so bad?
I'm being a Richard right now. I admit it.
You're on fire. Michael Urban and Jim Cosimore together.
I love you, Jim.
With the hot, hot news of the Pelicans trading Anthony Davis to the Lakers. What has happened to our Western Conference? Are the Lakers the team to beat?
NBA
order? There are a lot of Laker fans in the Bay Area. Laker fan Joe Spadoni.
Oh, I got to go beat him up during
when
the break.
We continue on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not going to be here.
Now, back to Urban and Cosimore.
Unbelievable. I'm always second in billing. Every show I'm on. Here's Covey and Cosimore. Here's...
Now, back to Urban and Cosimore.
Here's Joe Lowe and Dibs with Jim Cosimore. I never get any billing around here. Where's the respect? That 3 Emmys and 32 years in the business.
When you do solo shows, I hear them say, and now back
here's
to Jim Cosimore.
I never do a solo show. You know I can't do a solo show. The audience and I would lose our minds.
You could do one. You just
it would be really bad. It would be really bad.
Bovada hasn't updated their odds since...
Because they're crap.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap. It'll be great.
Bonte had too short on. By the way, the other day on that show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they did have star power. That show is freaking awesome.
Stephen and Vallejo, you can only call once per show.
Maybe it's a different Stephen and Vallejo.
I'm going to guess not.
Or no, Stephen and Vacaville. The other one was Vacaville.
No. It's Vallejo.
These guys know.
All right. Go to them.
I got people ripping me for being a Notre Dame fan.
It was Stephen and Vacaville earlier.
Stephen and Vacaville. How are you?
Yeah, so this is Stephen in Vallejo.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome.
Okay, so we drove to Vallejo.
All these towns that begin with a V. They're so confusing. V for victory. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yep, real quick on the drink idea, since I'm sure Spadoni hears Spumoni a lot, I call it Mon Cheri.
Not bad.
Don't quit your day job.
Not bad.
Yeah, that used to be my day job.
Hey, at least you're trying. At least you're trying. I like that, Stephen.
Yeah. So Katie went to New York. Because that's where his doctor, I believe his name is Dr. O'Malley, that's where he lives. And Katie's got a condo, so don't read too much into that. And as far as Katie next year, I believe Papa the other day on the Afternoon Delight mentioned something about salary insurance with some contracts, how it's written in as a clause to protect against injury. So that could be interesting and maybe a way that Katie opts into his second year of his contract. And it could possibly, I think, save some money so they can pay some more mid-level exceptions, but I'm not 100% on that. So I think KD's staying. I think they sign Clay. And I think with all their heart and determination, they may still get the 7 or 8 seed.
I like it. Nice lukewarm hot take you got going there, baby.
Yep. Mark Stein, by the way, he's reporting that Kemba Walker will be a top target in free agency for the Lakers after they reached the agreement in principle to trade for Anthony Davis. Kemba Walker, AD, and LeBron. Frighten you?
Talk about a ball dominant guy. Kemba squeezes the trigger like 25 times at night.
I know.
He ices down. He's like a pitcher who hits over, he goes over the 100 pitch
mark. They
need
a Jason Kidd type of point guard, not a Kemba Walker point guard.
But they're going for Kemba. Huh? Evidently, by the way, for those people who thought Magic was right in the dealings with the Lakers, looks like the Lakers did pretty well for themselves.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, all right, you ain't there, Magic, but you know what? The Lakers got a deal done. And they got a deal done, by the way, Rob Pelinka, the general manager, who's Kobe's man. Kobe wants to buy the Lakers. Just keep that in mind.
Magic couldn't get that deal done.
The end.
Wow.
Just a reminder.
It's still one of the greatest sound bites of all time.
Did you also get this on Mark Stein? The Celtics refused to make Jason Tatum available in the trade talks with New Orleans, putting the Lakers in prime position to strike the deal that teams Anthony and LeBron James. For three seasons together, plus an ancillary star in Los Angeles. Are they the new feared monster of the NBA? Let me ask you this. Right now, if Kawhi stays in Toronto and the Raptors remain who they are, and this Lakers team with Anthony Davis and LeBron James has the season, whatever we assume it will be, who's the best team?
Oh, don't forget the Lakers still have Kuzma.
They do have Kyle Kuzma, and they're hoping to get whether it's Kemba Walker, whether it's whomever it is, J.J. Redick.
So what was your question?
Toronto Raptors stay as they are. They keep Kawhi. Lakers start to build this whatever they've got going here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call it a juggernaut. I don't know what the heck. I don't know if they're going to play. Hey, let me tell you something. This Warriors team in some ways, and they're going to crucify me for saying this.
Who's they?
The audience, the team that goes down is among the most disappointing teams in the recent NBA history is the Laker team that signed the mailman and the glove in the offseason to add to Kobe and Shaq and Robert Horry, I think, was on that squad.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Pistons in the finals. The next team on that list might be this version of the Warriors, this last Warriors team.
I would argue that if Magic doesn't pop his hammy, they win that, but that's neither here nor there. The problem is you have to project something of a bench, right? I mean, we can look at every team starting lineup and say, yeah, that's better than that, that's better than that. But if this postseason taught you nothing other than the bench is really, really important, even though the Raptors had a short rotation, it seemed like everybody they brought in had some major contributions. And when the Warriors had
McCall.
Oh, man. How about that? He got 3 rings in 3 years. Stud.
Maybe he signs with the Lakers next year.
And gets a 4th and 4.
Uh-huh.
If the Lakers
win the championship next year, you know what?
LeBron's the best ever.
Everyone just tattooed LeBron somewhere on your body.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Because I dislike him as much as anybody dislikes him.
Now, do you dislike his game, his personality? What about him do you dislike?
Yes.
All of it?
Dislike it all. Don't show up in your shorts with your suit. Your short suit made you look stupid. Okay? You're cool, but that didn't make you. You think you could. Here's what he thought. I could dress stupid and people still call me cool. No, you look stupid.
How does Russell Westbrook get away with it? Because he dresses stupid,
I think
stupid
he looks
too.
Stupid, too.
Right.
Same thing with LeBron coming to the game drinking a red wine. Shut up. Okay, just shut up. That's just my view of the world.
So here's where I grudgingly give LeBron respect. First of all, I think...
Great player, though. I'm not, believe me, freaking unbelievable.
I think as recently as last year, he was still the best player on the planet. I think KD just passed him this year. Some people think that KD passed him last year. But anyway... For a guy who has been under that much scrutiny for that long, we're talking about a guy that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was still in high school. For him to have never been in any like major off the court trouble, like the most troubling thing about his career has been the decision, right? Which poorly that was handled.
Now, and I just said I'm not a fan of his. I think he got screwed in the decision.
Really?
He totally did that for a Boys and Girls Club. That's all he did. That's it. He had a function to get money for a Boys and Girls Club.
He didn't think it all the way through.
I totally disagree. He got who's gout in that thing. He got a bad deal in that thing.
Wasn't he at the Akron Boys Club?
Yeah.
And then they just, oh, here, let me publicly break the hearts of all these children live on television.
What's he?
Just for a few bucks? Those kids don't care about that money. Stay, LeBron.
Wow.
Stay, LeBron.
Wow. Okay.
Stay, LeBron. I don't need your money.
Anthony Davis, who could sign an extension with the Lakers this offseason, will play out the 2019-20 season and enter free agency next year, according to Yahoo Sports.
So the Lakers made that deal for one season?
Yeah.
Nothing guaranteed beyond that?
Off the text line. Lakers probably going to sign Kemba, Kyrie, and or Butler? That's some pretty good stuff. Are they building a super team before our eyes? Just as when we started the show at 1 o'clock, I was laughing at the Los Angeles Lakers. Now we're going to close the show at 5, and they're the odds-on favorite to be the champion.
According to others, not according to us. We don't have to fall in line with them. I still think they're a laughing stock. I'm not sure.
We're supposed to be lemmings. We're supposed to be ill-willed lemmings who just puppet what everyone else says.
I have great faith in your ability to think for yourself, Jim. The 408 asks us, Lakers, winning a championship, yes or no? No.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.